you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Yeah. But there's going to be some levity, so
yeah.
Stay with us.
It's
not going to be quite as harsh as maybe these words could be received by some.
Yeah.
But we know with it being God's truth, it's always the best way. It's just oftentimes we in our sinful nature misread or imply things that aren't there or take it out of context. And we're not going to do that, but we're going to bring some humor into today's broadcast because it's Wednesday and it's the Prime Life Times in Review where we say, oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes, we do.
Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 31st, 2022, the last day of August. We're going to welcome in September tomorrow.
I know, it's amazing. Does that feel like fall to you, kind of the beginning of September, or is it later?
Not yet, because I'm still too many times getting into the car and still sweating and hot. But yeah, it's a banner day tomorrow. I can't wait for it to already happen because Ministry Leaders Network at noon, and then in the evening, a prayer gathering, a special rally of those that are passionate about Jesus and want to see God at work in our community.
It's wonderful.
And today at noon, we'll have the taping of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So those that join us at noon today here at the Marketplace Mall Studio, the Great News Media Center, we're going to talk about the topic is, what does it mean today is the day that the Lord has made? We'll look at some 118:24. That's that verse.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I mean, you hear that a lot, you know, quoted, but I've never really thought, what exactly does that mean to us each day?
Yeah. Today is the day that the Lord has made.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah, Pastor Jason picked that one out.
That's great.
So I'm passing it on if you want to join us at noon. The last, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, we've had our core two couples, the Fronalds and the Zools, and Alaric's made
all right.
it. And
oh,
so
good.
We appreciate them. And you want to join us and participate and be a part of the conversation, come join us at noon. We usually begin at about 12:05, so you have a little leeway, but
don't think about that, though. Just come at noon, huh?
Come on in.
For those who are always late.
I've been in that group.
I've learned my lesson.
And Alaric, I don't know if anyone noticed, but we had like 21 verses, and so we went around, and then Alaric joined in. He arrived late, and we had already assigned all the verses, so we didn't want to rename, you know, 21 different times of where people were.
He just jumped in. That's good.
So you heard his voice a little later into the opening of that program, but yeah, what does it mean that today is the day that the Lord has made? And we'll reference and look at Psalm 118, verse 24, and see what Jason is up to. And I'm excited about a lot of different things going on. So we have a couple different gatherings here tomorrow, and the Singing Men will be singing in Sidoras the second Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, second Saturday of next month. You know.
Oh, that's right. Like September is next month.
Tomorrow. That's right. And this will be the last time that we're reading from our August edition.
Yeah.
September edition is just about all out, I think. All of our volunteers have come here. We're recruiting a few more. David Bragg, he lives in Villa Grove. He sings with the Singing Men. He said, well, if you need somebody in Villa Grove, we're going to assign him a couple locations, and we're trying to find a few other people in different towns. But if you could be one of those key people that once or twice a month you cart the papers to a few different locations in your area, it would really help, because Jim Golden took on Bob Dickey's territory, and it was such a huge part of the northern area, you know, all the way from almost the border of Indiana, and then through a lot of different towns, through Paxton and Gibson City, down towards Farmer City and Mansfield. So we're trying to find some people in that area.
Yeah.
And all about, if you want to help deliver our beloved Prime Life Times publications, give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777.
All right.
So we have our beloved Prime Life Times publication, and we began with that Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, because it'll tie in a little bit to this story.
Yeah, it will. All right. So this is on the front page of August's edition. It's called A Sweet Argument. No Matter How You Slice It,
mm-hmm.
by Lori Borgman.
There's a great picture of a cake.
Yeah.
It's like almost a wedding cake.
I know. I can almost smell it. One of those sugar white cakes with a white icing. And
there's this pink frosting that's kind of dripping down the
mm-hmm.
side.
I haven't eaten much yet today. So. Doesn't that look gorgeous, though?
Yeah.
All right. Word has gotten out that I have cake pans.
Hmm?
Word has also gotten out that, being mildly unhinged, I occasionally agree to make wedding cakes for family members and close friends. So there they were, the glowing bride-to-be and the debonair groom-to-be, along with her mother, her father, my husband, and I, all gathered in our kitchen for a cake tasting. Shortly, the engaged couple would be having one of their first arguments. Here it goes. Before them sat their two choices in miniature on pedestal plates. The vanilla cake with chocolate cookie crumbs was covered in white icing and chocolate cookie crumbs. The lemon velvet cake with raspberry filling was finished in traditional white icing. They tasted the vanilla cake with cookie crumbs first. They liked it. Everyone did. The lemon cake was next, and everyone liked it too. The groom-to-be might have let it slip that he liked the lemon cake better because it looked more traditional. Well, I want what you want, she cooed to him.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, cooed. But I want what you want, he cooed in return. And so it began. Two lovebirds locked in a gentle tennis match in which neither wanted the title of winner. It's not about me, he said. If you prefer the vanilla cake with chocolate cookie crumbs, I want the vanilla cake with chocolate cookie crumbs. But I think you want the lemon cake because it looks more traditional, she said. You're laughing.
Well, I'm thinking everyone can identify with
shaking
where this
their
is
going to
go.
Yeah.
And I've been there, done that.
The tennis match continued, eventually turning into a tennis tournament. So I made coffee. Back and forth it went until the mother of the bride-to-be exclaimed, lemon, to which the father of the bride-to-be echoed, lemon. Neither was heard, of course, because the engaged couple were engulfed in a sound barrier of euphoria. On it went with more, I want what you want. I shoved the lemon cake to the center of the table, hoping to make myself clear. They never even noticed. Mm-hmm. All they could see was each other. I want you to be happy, but I want you to be happy. I was about to ask whether they could all stay for dinner.
I'm still going back to that, the barrier of euphoria.
That's right, the sound barrier.
Yeah.
I want you to remember this day as the best day ever, so I want you to have the cake you like. But I want you to remember this day as the best day ever, so I want you to have the cake you like. Someone had to intervene. I'll make the cake you want, I said, but in my opinion, the cake covered in chocolate cookie crumbs looked like something I dug out of the garden. The chocolate cookie crumbs look like dirt. People will think one of your families is depressed about the wedding. There, I said it. Silence. Then they started again. I want what you want. I want what you want. Enough, snapped her mother. Enough, snapped her father. Pick a cake already, I snapped. So they did. Lemon velvet for the bottom layer for guests, and vanilla cake with cookie crumbs for the top layer for the bride and groom and wedding party, all finished in a traditional white icing. It was a creative compromise, a key ingredient to every good marriage. They're going to do well, these two. May all their arguments be tempered with sweetness, and may each of them always think of the other first. Copyright Lori Borgman, used by permission. Lori, newspaper columnist and author of 6 books, is an engaging, entertaining speaker. Her articles appear in more than 400 newspapers. Learn more at loriborgman.com.
Her articles appear in more than 400 newspapers and in the beloved Lifetime's publication.
I love that
what
article.
What an endorsement we give her.
I love that article.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
So real.
Yeah, that's classic. Yeah, again, that barrier of euphoria.
Sound barrier of euphoria, yeah. That's great writing.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so I thought that was a really fun article.
Front page on this month's edition, the August 2022 edition, Volume 6, Issue 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only available probably another day or so,
I think. Yeah.
Only in the racks where we have some of last month's and the current month, because
right.
I think all the current ones will be out. Sometimes some of the volunteers and helpers leave a few there in case mm-hmm. somebody, it's the first time they've seen it, and they say, I love this publication. Then they can pick up the last month or last month or two. Or if you come by the studio, we usually have 3 or 4 or 5 different months, so you
can
pick them up. Or better yet, as you had mentioned in one of your announcements, hey, with Christmas and Thanksgiving or a birthday coming up or an anniversary, this would be a great gift that keeps on giving 12 months whenever you want to start it. It can be mailed to whatever address you desire and give this as a gift.
You can start it at the first of the year, like as a Christmas gift for that whole next year, but you could start it now. And it'd just still be 12 months from wherever you started.
12 months. The Prime Life Times. Find out more at primelifetimes.com.
Do we have time for listener letters? I do have one more thing I want to read.
Yeah, one more thing, and then I think I gave each of us about 6 or 8.
Well, do you want me to read the poem now or later?
Yeah, so is this from Rob?
Yeah, it's. I just wanted to read this.
Okay, let's see, what page are we turning to?
On A15. I think it evokes to so many people's minds, especially the old days, you know, in the country and on the farm, you know, the hot, there was no air conditioning, you know, so forth.
Hmm.
It's called That Hot Summer by Rob Seidenberg. That hot summer, way back when, such days will never come again. The water jug beneath a tree, a cooling drink for you and me. Baseball games and Cracker Jacks, piles of straw in great high stacks. Clouds of dust at harvest time, dinner bells most welcome chime. Days so hot that only insects could enjoy the sun-baked context as they buzzed from dawn to dark as if on some joyful lark. Cows in water, neck deep too, watch them belch and after chew. Tree shades, precious, cooling space, moving eastward, well apace. Horses standing head to tail, lest the face flies should prevail. With tails that swish each other's faces, they're glad to be out of their traces. Buzzards, high up in the sky, cruising far and diving nigh, eating what we would not cherish. Carrion by Roadside Parish.
Oh,
it's so hot summer. Dragonfly with all her wings makes a sound but never sings. Those hot days, she skims the creek, seeking insects she can eat. Drying fodder, rustling grass, whisper as the wind blows past. Breezes comfort, temporary, as sun beats down on the unwary. Oh, isn't that hot summer?
That hot summer, Rob Seidenberg. He was in the other day. Holly was helping load him up. I think he took 3 bundles of papers.
Yeah, he did. I
know he takes them to some of his neighbors and friends and I guess some other places. Oh, I think there was a concert or something he was going to be a part of, and he wanted to take some to
that. Yeah, he was.
So,
he's going to pass them out at the park.
We'll probably have him in a week or two.
Couple weeks,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, couple
definitely.
Weeks. Great. Well, we've missed out on listener letters the last week or so.
Yeah,
and
we
so
have.
So let's get caught up on a few. I'll let you start off with one or two here.
All right. This is from Roger and Lynn in Chatsworth, Illinois.
Hey, Roger. Hi, Lynn.
And they included a donation, and it just says, use where you most need it. Thank you.
And that went into our operations budget, which is paid by so many of our great listeners, those that give faithfully each and every month. It's always, I won't say a wonderment, but we totally trust in God because...
Oh, yeah, that's the base.
we pay bills and we need money in to pay the bills. And so a lot of monthly donors allow us to at least have some budgetary, have some guide in what we may or may not be getting in. But anyways, we appreciate all support. This comes from Linda from Bowling Green. We wish we could get your broadcast here in Bowling Green, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for all you do. Please pray. And she lists a very specific prayer request. Linda from Bowling Green, Missouri.
All right, this is from Carol in Milford, Illinois.
Oh, Carol, always a card, usually
it's
a caption.
It's very pretty. I love it.
Something fun.
I really like this card.
Some,
the birds sing thanks. Good morning, Mark and staff. I remain so very thankful that I found great news media after I moved here. I always thought it was accidental, but now I believe it was God.
Mm.
On the radio this morning, I heard People Need the Lord played. Isn't that the truth? Because we don't even realize it until we find him or he finds us? Question mark.
Yeah.
Going to Israel with the station a number of years back was the highlight of my life. Being baptized in the Jordan River. The pictures of that day hang on my wall.
Yeah.
And then she says, just thank you for all you do. And then she enclosed...
She has that big smiley face.
She does, yeah.
A real huge one.
She did. It was really pretty. And a heart.
Yeah.
I love it. She imposed some jokes.
Yeah, I think when I got that, I took those upstairs and used them on Esther.
You did?
You know how dad jokes, you know.
Got to
work on your little...
Yeah, the box said it was 2 pounds of chocolate, so why did I gain 10?
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple other good ones
in there,
too.
Yeah, there are,
This comes from Jerry and Shirley from Monticello. God bless you. Hope things are going well. Signed by Shirley. They are, Shirley, and thanks for your ongoing support each and every month.
This is from Patricia in Macomb, Illinois. This is to WLUJ. Hello to all. WLUJ is a real lifeline. I appreciate the Saturday morning change to Open Link. I enjoy the children's programming that you kept. You kept the best. And WLUJ is a great station, Patricia.
Thanks, Patricia. This comes from Glenn and Carol from Atwood. God bless your efforts, exclamation point. Short and sweet, but meaningful, and we appreciate your support.
This is short and sweet, too. This is from Nancy in Champaign. Just says, love you guys.
Hey, Nancy, we feel the love and we send it back.
Yeah.
This comes from Karen from Decatur. And she shares some very specific prayer requests for family and others, including health and financial. She prays for the salvation and that many will come to know Jesus, asking for prayer for our country and the leaders, the churches, the WLUJ staff. And she's so thankful for all of you. Love you all! Exclamation point. So thank you so much, Karen.
This is from Jane in Paxton.
Oh, Jane, I know this one.
Yeah, okay.
There's an old-time friend that moved away and moved back and is getting reconnected. Yes.
You know lots of people, Mark.
When you've done this, what, 28 years?
Yeah, you know lots of people. May God continue to bless you and all your staff. Yours is the only station I listen to in this area. Love in Christ, Jane.
Hey, thanks, Jane. This comes from John and Nellie. Keep on keeping on, exclamation point. We will. Thanks for the support.
This is from Anita in Thomasboro.
Hey, Anita.
It says, thank you and God bless. You know, I appreciate when people just say, I'm praying, God bless, you know, keep up the good work or whatever, because those are just small notes are very encouraging to me.
And they took the time. They paused for a moment or two. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you that sends in a donation giving or the different means. Some call in with the credit card and so forth. But it's always nice to see a little note. And when I hand sign the thank yous, you know, I always have something to respond to, like God's best to you too, or yeah, it is hot, I agree, you know, or whatever we talk about. This comes from Martha from Muhammad. Thank you for your prayers and she mentions somebody in the family. And she gives us an update about how this person is improving, and she signs it Marty. Thank you, Marty.
Nice. This is from Jerry in Springfield.
Oh, Jerry's ongoing. I think every single month he sends a generous donation and writes either a card or a note or some kind of message.
Oh, it's a really beautiful card, actually. And it says, the Lord's blessings to all the staff at WLUJ, and may the Lord richly bless the new station manager, Joyce.
Yes. Oh, Joyce is a keeper.
There you go, Joyce.
This comes from Judy from Lexington. May the Lord bless you greatly today, Judy from Lexington. And thank you, Judy, for blessing us with your financial support.
This is from Stephen Ellis.
From Urbana, right?
Yeah,
they've written us every month for years and years and years.
Letting you know that the 4th of July morning program was excellent. They really appreciated it.
Yeah, he always writes. He listens many times overnight.
Yeah.
And so he likes some of the selections or when it's a holiday. And sometimes we'll have featured music like we've been working on Labor Day coming up.
Right.
And, you know, there's not a whole lot of songs, but like Working with Joy by the East Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. Or God is Working, I think, by the Brooklyn Tabernacle
Choir. That's interesting. And you said we've been working on Labor Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I've scripted out a few little radio announcements and told Tim, like, while you're out enjoying the day, remember, working behind the scenes, you know, we're still working to provide this God out
here
program.
A little bit of like that guilt going on while you're out enjoying the day.
we're working hard. But there's not.
Go for it, Tim.
And then I was trying to go through the playlist. You know, we have 10,000 songs, and, you know, it's hard to, after looking for Working, you know, it was like, okay, what other themes and great traditional music.
Yeah.
Couple patriotics, This Land Is Your Land and America the Beautiful, some other ones that I thought, well,
I'm trying to think from my childhood. Work While the Night's Coming, when what is that words, what's the rest of that? Work While the Night's Coming, when I guess there's no more work or something.
I did one, the Bringing in the Sheaves.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. Hey, that makes me think of Thanksgiving. We are entering the season of holidays.
Oh,
you know?
That's right. I should start already thinking about, dreaming about mashed potatoes, one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness.
We had that. Did we do that at the, we had a staff retreat, and I think we talked about favorite foods.
Yeah.
I said, sometimes I love mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I love mashed potatoes.
Could be a favorite food. Okay, so let's see. This is from Robin from Mahomet, and she just about every month sends in a memorial gift, generally for her parents, Bob and Clarine Sathoff, and misses them. They were listeners and supporters of the ministry, and she usually recognizes them or says a sweet note or two. And all the people that we receive memorial gifts on behalf of their loved one gets mentioned on our website, greatnewsradio.org. And so we have a list of those that have gone on to be with the Lord. It's a great listing of various names.
Well, here's an interesting one, Mark. This is from Tia.
Hi, Tia.
Hello, I was led to give a portion of my tips to this ministry.
Mm.
Though if I'm honest, I'm not sure if the thought was my own or the Lord's.
Mm.
Just to be safe and obedient, here's a little money. I pray for Great News Radio every day. It's been a blessing in my life.
Oh,
that
sweet.
Is beautiful. Thank you.
So I wonder if she's a waitress. But
could be. Those tips matter.
You could get tips, too, sometimes if you work in a hotel or chiropractic or those kind of working out.
I don't think chiropractors get tips, but that is
the
awesome.
Massage?
Oh, they might. Yeah. You're right. But that's awesome to give your tips.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a thing you feel so happy about.
And I love that, how she kind of wrestled with, kind of thought it was God, but maybe it wasn't.
But isn't that true half the time with people? Maybe it's both. God kind of impressing on our minds and giving us that thought.
And then she followed through on those intentions.
Thank you, Tia.
Bless you. And we'll close out with a sweet little note from Charles and Sharon from Danville. And they always have like blue ink and red lighting. Sometimes there's coloring and stuff. Mark and staff, praise God, for whom all our blessings flow. He is so awesome. In Jesus' name, Butch and Sherry. Thanks, guys. All right. Well, we got some listener letters caught up.
Yeah.
We got some great readings out of the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. And for those of you that want to join us today at noon, head on over to our Marketplace Mall studio and be a part of our discussion on what does it mean today is the day that the Lord has made.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.